All right, Gator, I'm going to give you all the regions, and you tell me who you think is favored, okay?
Okay.
The West region is from Hawaii. The Southeast region is from South Carolina. The Northwest region is from Washington. This is Little League World Series teams.
I was starting to put that together.
Great Lakes region's Illinois. New England region's Massachusetts. Metro region's Connecticut. Mid-Atlantic region's Pennsylvania. Midwest is South Dakota. Southwest is Texas. And Mountain is Nevada. Who do you think out of those teams is the favorite? Those states producing Little League talent. If you had to bet on one, you would bet on?
Hawaii.
Interesting. Is there reasoning behind it or a guess?
I think because it's because everything's so concentrated there, you're starting to see some really great athletes come out of there.
Interesting. I'm not sure logic follows, but I'll give it to you because Hawaii is the correct answer. Out of all the U.S. states, who do you think is the biggest long shot?
Aloha. Biggest long shot?
Yep.
I've already forgotten where the regions are.
South Carolina, Washington, Illinois, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Texas, South Dakota, Nevada, Pennsylvania.
I go Illinois.
Illinois is the longest of long shots. Well done. This man knows his Little League people.
Listen.
He knows his kids.
Yeah, I know kids, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think another thing is you're able to play baseball 365 days a year in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. You're not able to do that in Illinois.
Nope. Nor Connecticut or Massachusetts. I am rooting for the team from Massachusetts to win it all. And the reason, they're the ones that took out those New Hampshire kids.
Gotcha.
Go Massachusetts. All right. So you put in your show sheet, and I'm not sure I'm interpreting this correctly. Does the Hutch to Aaron Donald comparison make you nervous? No. It makes me stoked. But that was because yesterday, Jared Goff said, look, we had the same problems in L.A. trying to handle Aaron Donald during practice. It's the same thing with Hutch. Why would that make me nervous? What am I missing?
Just wondering if that's just teammate speak. Is that somebody just pumping up a teammate, or is it real? You know, because we certainly saw a very small sample size last year.
Mm-hmm.
Only, what was it, five games, and he had seven and a half sacks in the five games and led the league in pressures, and like 3 weeks later was still leading the league in pressures. He was outstanding last year. I don't think that's a flash man. I legitimately think Aiden Hutchinson is a game wrecker, and I think he's poised to have a monster season. But anytime somebody brings up a comparison to somebody who was universally thought of as being the best at his position or just universally great or whatever it is, I think there's always a, all right, hold on. Are you just saying that because it's your guy, or do you really believe that? I mean, because we asked Goff about the backup quarterback situation as well, and he
said they're doing great. Yeah, I get it.
It's completely undeterred. And I wouldn't expect him to say anything else, and no. It's not that I don't believe him with the Hutch thing. It's just that, okay.
It wouldn't make me nervous. Would I be skeptical maybe of it? I'm not really. I guess I think it's, the problem is that you start setting this unrealistic bar. And when you set a bar that high, that he can still be really good and people will complain about the way he plays because the bar has been set so high. So I always try and just let them define themselves without putting too much undue pressure. I've changed here, Gator. I try not to put too much undue pressure. Okay. And people ask me, Bryce Underwood. Yeah, he's got ability, but you never know until the lights are on. And that's actually very true.
It is very true.
In Aiden Hutchinson's case here, I don't mind the comparison. I mean, basically, if he just keeps being a better version of himself, I think it's realistic to say, yeah, he could be the most dominant defensive lineman in the game eventually. If he keeps improving on what he did, and there's nothing about Aiden Hutchinson that scares me from a personality standpoint, or is he going to work hard, or does he have the motor? Does he have the drive? That was stuff from day one back in his Michigan days. It was never in doubt.
Oh, because he got hurt and he came back.
Yep. And he came back better than ever.
And he was a Heisman finalist, right?
Did he actually go?
I think he was a finalist.
I don't remember if he was a finalist or not, but I don't remember what I did yesterday. Anyway, you, so I'm not nervous, and I kind of expected, I guess I didn't think that was out of bounds, but, also from practice, are we doing it to Isaac Tesla? Are we hyping him too much? And I don't mean we, you and me. I mean, just in general,
I don't know. I'm ready to ramp up the hype train.
Are you?
I'm wildly impressed every time I see him on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I got it. Preseason games. Sure. Fair enough. But he's making all the catches, the contested catches. The touchdown he had in the back of the end zone was a well-thrown ball. It was also a great job of him to, you know, catch it, hang on to it, complete the process, the whole bit.
I think that was a four-year pro he was going up against, too.
He's doing the other things that you want him to do to be a great teammate. He is blocking like a champ. And the other thing about Isaac Tesla that I really like, he passes the eyeball test easily. He's a big receiver. We've talked, oh, the Lions need to get a bigger receiver. Well, like 6'2", 6'3". This guy's legit 6'4", over 200 pounds. He runs a 4.4 40. He has a 39-inch vertical leap. All these things are just great. But now you're actually seeing it on the field where it matters. Whoa, the vertical leap, whatever. No. That vertical leap is what allowed him to make that touchdown reception and other plays that he's made. And I think that his willingness to block completely endears him to the coaching staff, of course, and will to his teammates as well. The other thing that I'm really buying into it is I saw the clip from the draft day stuff that they showed about the selection of Isaac Tesla.
Okay, so you're talking about the inside the den that the Lions organization puts out?
Yeah. So I saw the clip about on him when he was on the phone with Brad Holmes.
Yep.
And it also kind of got me a little emotionally too, watching that, because the guy grew up a Lions fan, right?
He's a Michigan kid.
And he's not expecting, I mean, you're expecting to get drafted by the Lions, and then it happens as early as it did. And everybody, they had the video of everybody in his house at the time or wherever they were at watching it. And they're all waiting to hear who it is that's calling him. And then when he says, "Thanks, Mrs. Ford," you know, I should have said, "Thanks, Mrs. Hamp," but he says, "Thanks, Mrs. Ford."
Yep.
Everybody in the room goes nuts.
Yep.
And because they realized, here's your dream. You get to play for the team that you grew up rooting for. I mean, the whole story is just, it's awesome. And he's got the talent to make it in the league. The question is, how big is he going to make it? And how big are the expectations going to be from day one when you are the, you know, fourth or fifth receiver on the roster? Might be unfair, and yet I can't wait to see him do great things.
It feels right now like it's still one of those secrets that Detroit knows about, that other teams and other cities don't know about. And it might be a secret for a while, because if Amon-Ra and J-Mo are healthy, you know, how many balls will get thrown Isaac Tesla's way? I mean, Khalif Raymond, Tim Patrick, he could outplay those guys in the preseason, the last two, and get into maybe that third receiver role. But, you know, we're at the still a secret, just amongst us Detroiters here kind of stage. If it is all hype is all worth it, Kang, hype? Are you worried about the hype when you got a quarterback saying that Hutch is like Aaron Donald and all the Tesla love that's going around? Do you think it's too much on either front?
No, I think it's real. And I think that when you're this good and you're in the tier that the Lions are in, which is the tier of teams favored to win the Super Bowl, yeah, hype comes with it. And I'm not staying away from it. I'm not scared of it. I embrace it. I look at, you know, I take it head on. And Hutch being compared to Aaron Donald, to me, doesn't scare me at all, because he's been that damn good when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, you know, unhealthy season was just the last thing we saw. But before Aaron Donald was Aaron Donald, he had 1, 2, 3 years in the league. Same thing as Hutch. I feel like this is just the beginning stages of Hutch being Hutch. And the Tesla thing, I think once people got over the initial shock, because I think obviously people were shocked when they traded up, not just for
not
receiver.
Everybody.
Well, yeah, I got lucky, but and damn it, that felt good. Gator was like, and you see Tesla's family cheering up and down. I was jumping up and down, Gator. All right, I wasn't even in the room or in the house with them, but then they got over that shock and they go and look at his tape and his film and see his measurables. And then, you know, those are things that the Lions look for, right? The high RAS score, all that stuff. Hey, this could be something. And then when they hit the field and he's actually performing, I think there's a really good chance by week two, three, he could be the starter. I think Tim Patrick comes out of the gate because he's the veteran. He starts it. But if Tim Patrick shows some age and he's not as strong with the ball, he's not blocking, you know, downfield as he like he used to, because Tesla, those are things that he does.
Yeah.
He's got strong hands, high points the ball. He's a great blocker. He's a great blocker. And that's the things that they love on this team. And he's definitely the replacement for Tim Patrick. Tim Patrick's on a one-year deal.
Big D Dog on Twitch says, I was confused by the Hutch to Donald comparison. Usually when Hutch is compared to most guys, it's with the last name Water Bosa. I think Goff only did it because he practiced against Donald. They played different positions, but he practiced against Donald. And Donald was disruptive in a way that Hutch has been disruptive in during practice. Debt313 says, I'm all on board with the Tesla hype train. Give me that Tesla Kool-Aid. I will drink it all. FBG25, I remember when almost nobody was liking the Tesla pick when it happened, including me.
Yeah. I mean, when they made the pick, my thought was, wait a minute, is that the Kings guy? That's crazy. And then it was, did they take this guy way too early? And things have changed.
Well, they might have, because did you guys see the Brad Holmes recently sat down with ESPN and they went around and the ESPN guys were asking every GM, hey, what was the pick you missed on, you know, that you waited too long and you didn't get him. And Brad Holmes mentioned Puka Nacua was a guy that he was like, he really wanted him. He wished he pounded the table more for him, whatever. I think this is his Puka Nacua. You know, like he's not going to let that happen twice, you know. And he saw same type of measurables, right? And same type of, you know, just talent that if he gets the right coaching underneath him, could be a real star in the league.
Well, you mentioned that ESPN interviewer, and it's Kevin Clark from Omaha Production on ESPN2. Speaking of Tesla, he asked Penei Sewell, who's the most impressive newcomer you've seen in Detroit this year. He said, Isaac Tesla. And he said, I'm not even talking about receiving. That man can block. That's Penei Sewell talking about Isaac Tesla. So, one to keep an eye on. All right, Gator.
He blocks like they drafted him to block.
Right.
I don't know. If you watch him just individually on run plays or when other players have the ball, he's looking for someone to get in the way of.
He knows that's how he's going to get on the field.
He's doing it all. New TV deal. Something near and dear to the hearts of many. And artist renderings. We will get to that at 102 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.